When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves, so he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But that you may know the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. I think that the one thing that stands out to me in this reading, especially in this time, is how we have to be persistent. And we have to be persistent about doing good. There are so many things that are happening in the world that seem to pull us away from the good. I don't know about you, but I have just gotten out of the Christmas season. In fact, all of us just finishing this Christmas season earlier this week. And now, here we are in ordinary time. But I have to admit that sometimes even during the Christmas season, it seemed so ordinary, like there was nothing special. And yet, I think that that's what we're called to do, to see the extraordinary in the ordinary, and to see what it means to really do good, to be persistent in doing good, even when ordinarily everything around us is saying, just go ahead and do what you've been doing. I think that we're called to be better. We're called to bring some light into the world. We're called to make this world a better place. So many things have rocked our world recently, and I think that especially here in the United States, there's so much that's going to change now. And what does that mean? What does that mean for all of us? What does it mean for our ministry? What does it mean for our preaching? And I think that we're definitely called to do good, even when ordinarily it seems, why bother? But we are called to do the good. May the Lord strengthen us in our journey. Amen.